This is an IELTS energy bonus. IELTS time prepositions from All Ears English.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
We have another special gift for you guys today. One last All Ears English bonus, at least for now. Learn about 3 prepositions you have to master for IELTS writing and speaking. In, at, or on. Make sure to take notes today.
Aubrey, do you think prepositions are important for IELTS students?
Oh man, so important. In fact, this is the most common mistake I see when I'm correcting IELTS writing essays.
Totally.
Both task 1 and task 2, almost every time they have errors with prepositions. In, at, on, it's difficult to know which one to use sometimes. You don't always catch them when you're proofreading. So this is an easy mistake to make.
I remember studying Spanish, hating prepositions. I think like every language you study, prepositions are so tricky, guys. And here, just like Aubrey said, examiners think of these as easy mistakes. We know prepositions are difficult, right? Yeah. But from the examiner point of view, in our grammar minds, this is an easy mistake, which means it really impacts your grammar score negatively. If we see a few mistakes with prepositions, these are like basic errors. You cannot get higher than a 6 if you make these mistakes, guys. And so that's why we thought we wanted to bring you one last All Ears English episode. We might do this again. This has been so fun reminding you guys how amazing All Ears English is. But this is the last one, at least for a while, guys. So definitely enjoy today's bonus episode. This is a recent All Ears English episode about the prepositions in, at, or on. And I think you're on this, right, Aubrey?
I am. Yes, it was Lindsay and I. And as I was preparing it, as we were recording it, there were a few times I thought, oh, this would be so useful on IELTS energy. So this is so great. I'm glad you guys that we're bringing it here so that you have this information too.
That's awesome. And if you think these, if you also think these are like easy grammar rules because you're high level, no, I guarantee you guys that even if you learned these rules in your first year of English, which most of you did, you're still likely to make these mistakes. So yes, enjoy this episode, guys.
Hey, Aubrey, how's everything?
I am excellent. How are you, Lindsay?
Awesome. I'm so excited to be here on the mic with you. This is great.
So, yes, Aubrey, so fun.
Quick question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
So are you good at getting to places on time? Do you usually show up on time or are you usually late?
I'm always on time. I'm a stickler for being on time.
Stickler. That's a bonus for our listeners today. Stickler. What does that mean?
Yeah, it means it's very important to me. I put a lot of effort into doing it, right? I'm very strict about it. That is a fun word. I'm a stickler about it. But mostly because it bothers me so much if someone else is late and I'm planning on something and things need to go at a certain time. So I really try to avoid doing that to others. I really try to prioritize everyone's time and make sure that I'm on time. What about you?
I have a couple of friends who are notoriously late all the time. It's just so annoying. It's just so, I should just start showing up half an hour late, you know?
Right. So then you'll both be there on time.
Yes,
just
exactly.
Tell them a half hour later.
Exactly. But this is very cultural too, right? It's so different around the world. But in the US, guys, you know, being on time means being 5 minutes early or on time, not even five minutes late. It depends on what you're going to, though.
Yes, right. You definitely want to be on time for a job interview.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, if you're just meeting someone at a bar and they're going to be hanging out with other friends and it doesn't really matter what time that's a very different situation for sure.
Right. Or, you know, a party, a house party, which, you know, a lot of people are going to be there versus a dinner party when you know they're going to be serving at a certain time. Don't be late for that. Right?
Exactly. I actually was on time to a birthday party the other day and it was really awkward because they were like still setting up. I was the only one there.
Like, I've been known to do that. It's so awkward. Oh my gosh, I've been
need to be fashionably late sometimes so that that doesn't happen to us.
It's such a nerdy thing, right? Showing up right on time. But it is kind of, in some ways, it can, that kind of thing can be rude, right? Because they're still wrapping presents. It's a whole nuance of when to show up, isn't it, Aubrey?
That's so tricky and very cultural. Like you said, I would be really curious in you guys' cultures if it's the same, right? Depending on the situation or if people are always late and you just know.
It's fascinating. I love it. Guys, if you love this topic and more, just go ahead and hit follow on your podcast player. We publish 4 days a week. You definitely don't want to miss any of these All Ears English episodes.
Yes. And this is really coming up, this about time, because a listener sent in a really thoughtful question, an interesting question, which is about a preposition of time. So we're getting into these today. Some of them will seem a little obvious maybe, but some of them are a little tricky. It can be difficult to know which one to use.
Oh, for sure. So should I? Oh, we're going to, I'll just read the first, very first part here of the listener's email, and then you can paraphrase the question. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. So she says, "Dear Lindsay, Michelle, Jessica, and Aubrey."
Yes.
"Love your energetic podcast so much. I'm Power Girl from Taiwan. I've been an All Ears English fan for 2 years and never find other English teaching podcasts so addictive as yours." That's awesome. I love that. Aubrey,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, we all thank you. The whole All Ears English team says thank you to Power Girl. Now let's get into the question.
Yeah. So she sent this grammar question where she had had difficulty with a teacher. The sentence was, "The parcel will arrive blank the first week of March." And she had written "in." The parcel will arrive in the first week of March. And her instructor told the class that it should be on the first week of March. And the instructor was saying that because it would arrive on a certain day of the week, that that should be right. And then she Googled it and found more native speakers saying "in." She found it very confusing. I know that can be so frustrating when you Google something and can't get a straight answer, or you see multiple answers, right?
Yes, that can be frustrating.
And she went back to the instructor and still wasn't sure who to trust. So she's turning to us, her expert team, for the right answer. I love it. And we are going to really dive into this today because, man, prepositions can be really tricky.
Yes.
And there are so many of them, but we're taking just a very small group and talking about prepositions of time.
Yeah, we really like to focus in on just one specific thing, right? So that's what we're going to do for you guys today. So get out your paper and pen, get ready to write stuff down, okay?
Yeah, so the short answer to her question is that the overarching rule here is when you're referring to a larger time period, like a month or a year, or even the first week of a month, we would say "in." We'll use in summer, in July, in the first week, right?
Right, because I'm confused actually why the grammar teacher said "on," because we're not actually talking about a certain day or just talking about a week, right?
Right.
Not,
so
strange.
It definitely sounds more right to us to say "in the first week." And according to this rule for prepositions of time, it should be "in." Unfortunately, maybe this teacher isn't a native speaker, or we have to recognize that that, you know, maybe it's a little different in Britain or New Zealand or Australia. Sometimes there's slang, there's differences with prepositions. That can happen too.
Oh, that definitely happens. Like, we did an episode with Pete Smithson from Aussie English Podcast. He's a friend of mine over there, friend of the show. It just came out in June, at the end of June. And he said, when he greeted me, he said, "How are you going?" And I said, "I'm going well." I would never say that. I would say, "How are you doing?" Right.
Right. So, and we have to realize it's not an error. It's just differences,
exactly.
Cultural languages from different countries. We just say things differently sometimes.
It's so good. So guys, check out that episode. That's 1605, I believe. Go back and check out that one.
Yeah. So this can be really tricky, right? You will hear things said differently depending on where someone is from. Even within the United States, there will be geographic differences for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's wise to never see something as right and wrong for a lot of things.
Point.
Recognize, like, it's just different. Someone might say this differently. That instructor might have said this differently. Mm-hmm. But there are some hard and fast grammar rules that we most of us use that will make it feel or sound more right one way than the other.
Yeah. I mean, don't get us wrong. You know, if you grammar rules are a great kind of foundation to come back to. So start with the grammar rules. But then if you, as you're saying here, Aubrey, if you guys go out into a community and everyone's saying it differently, think about maybe saying it the same way, right? If you want to fit in, that is okay. It's totally okay. Yeah.
Yes, we want to be a chameleon, right? We want to speak like the locals. So let's dive into this. There are three prepositions in English that are used with time: in, at, and on. Mm-hmm. So just in general, in shows the largest time or place, right?
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shows dates and time. Oh, so mm-hmm. On is more about specific dates and times.
Right.
And then at usually shows the smallest increments of time or places.
Okay. So for example, a particular at 3:30, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's just go through some examples, starting with in. You want to give us a few ways we would use in.
Okay. So guys, for example, in June, right? In summer. In 2020, in the dark ages, that's a broad, very broad period of time, right? We're starting broad and we're going to more specific and narrow. In the future, in the first week of the month. Okay.
Yes, exactly right. So this is for months, years, centuries, long periods of time in the Jurassic era, right? I have that on the mind because we just saw Jurassic Park.
Have you seen it? Oh, did you?
I took my kids. I liked it. I know a lot of people think it's cheesy, but it's fun. It brings in all the old actors from the old ones, and I loved it.
Love that. I think I'm going to go see that this weekend. That's good stuff.
Awesome.
And this is important to say, because when I first saw this question, I said, well, I would eliminate the preposition entirely. So it will arrive the first week in March, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say it's important to note natives will often eliminate the preposition. Right.
Exactly. Right. For this expression, we often wouldn't say in. We wouldn't say anything. We'd just say the parcel will arrive the first week of March. I wouldn't say in or on. This sounds very native to me to eliminate that preposition.
Right. But only for this, because I wouldn't say the parcel will arrive June. Right. I wouldn't drop.
It's for this whole chunk. Right. Yeah, this expression, the first week of a month that you can say in the first week. This instructor thought it should be on that, but you can use no preposition at all.
Exactly. You got it. All right, guys. So I hope you wrote those ones down.
All right, guys. I hope you are enjoying this very helpful grammar episode from All Ears English. Wherever you are listening right now, go to the search bar, type in All Ears English, look for that yellow picture of Lindsay and Michelle, and hit subscribe or follow.
Let's go on to the next piece. Let's get a little more specific, right, Aubrey?
Okay. So, yes, we're talking about on now to get a little bit broader.
Okay. Yep.
So on is for like days and dates.
Good.
On Saturday, on March 6th, on my birthday, which actually just happened.
You just had your birthday, by the way. What'd you do on your birthday?
It was really fun. I went around and got some freebies. I was talking about this on the IELTS Energy podcast in the United States. This is kind of a thing, but a lot of restaurants will give you a freebie, like a free ice cream cone or a free meal or whatever. And that's fun for me to go get.
You're just driving around. Hey, it's my birthday.
I went with my daughter. We went and got Dutch Bros and Baskin Robbins and some of the fun free birthday things. And so it's fun because then all these people are wishing you happy birthday, right?
That's lovely. Jeez, I love that. I don't know if we do that here. I don't know if I would get that in. Is that just
maybe
where
not.
You live?
I don't know. You'll have to look into it.
I've never
I think
tried.
Like Baskin Robbins, for example, is an ice cream place here in the United States. I think that's nationwide that you get a free cone on your birthday.
That's all I ever want on my birthday is a free ice cream cone. Like I would be 100% happy. I don't need anything else.
That's
just a free ice cream cone.
Same. Exactly.
All right. Cool. So going into those, the on, right? On for days and dates. So again, we went through these. Yeah.
Did
we?
Yes. And then to get even more precise, we start with the preposition at for much more precise times, like at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But also even like something that would happen at a specific time, even if you're not naming the time, like at bedtime, at sunrise.
Right. It's at a time. It's as specific as you can possibly get. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So these, it can be tricky, guys. I have seen online, even natives and language learners sort of argue about which preposition to use sometimes.
Ooh.
I think it's good to keep in mind that just like it can be different depending on where you are. But in general, these rules will really help you. Like you said, Lindsay, thinking about more broad, getting down to more precise. It'll help you know which one to use.
Yeah, super important, guys. Super important. And this gives you that nice spectrum, right? Nice spectrum. Imagine how specific are we being? You can get a sense of what preposition you might want to use. So guys, here we go. Role play. Are you ready?
Yes, in this role play, you're asking me if I'm attending a mutual friend's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Got birthdays so on the mind.
Yeah, all about the birthday, the free stuff. I love it. All right, are you going to Mark's party?
Oh, I forgot about it. When is it?
It's on Saturday at 7 p.m.
Oh, no, that's on July 5th. I made plans to do a nearby hike at sunset.
Oh, maybe you can do both. What time is sunset?
It sets earlier in summer, right? I think it's at 6 p.m. Maybe I'll swing by after.
Perfect solution. Yes. I love sunset hikes. They're the best.
I know, right? The sunset in Arizona, the sunset will really light up the desert sometimes, and it just goes all pink and purple and orange. It's beautiful.
The West at sunset, nothing like it. Nothing it's like true. It. So good. All right, let's go through what we used here. So the first one we used here, guys, I said it's on Saturday at 7 p.m. Okay. So which one is the most specific here, Aubrey?
Yeah, the at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. is the most precise, right? So for the day, we have on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then at a specific time, we're saying at 7 p.m.
Yes. And then what did you say after that?
I said, oh no, that's on July 5th, mm-hmm. right? It's a Saturday because yeah. for dates, when we name the date, we would also say on. It's a right. little more broad, doesn't have a specific time.
Yes. And then you also said, I made plans to do a nearby hike at sunset. Right?
Exactly, right? That's at a specific time. Even though we're not naming the time, sunset will happen at a specific time. So we would use Good. That preposition at.
And then the last thing you said, you got more, the most broad. This is the most broad, right? Mm-hmm. Right? It sets earlier in summer, right? Summer could be, you know, June, July, August, September. It's a broad time period. And then you said, I think it's at 6 p.m. Very specific.
Exactly, right? So you guys can see you're going to hear these all the time. And now one thing you can do is to start paying attention, right? The prepositions of time that you hear, think mm-hmm. about, oh, I see why they're using this one, because it's a more broad a time period, or because it's a very specific, precise time.
Yeah, I think that would be the advice here, right? Understand this spectrum, right? Understand the continuum here that we're teaching you, mm-hmm. and then go out and observe. Right. Observe, yes. observe native speakers, see what they're using. Also keep in mind, right, as a takeaway, keep in mind, again, people use this differently, as we've just mm-hmm. said, different cultures, different regions within a country, and then decide, do you want to say it technically incorrectly, just like everyone else, which is a valid right. decision, or yeah. do you want to say it correctly? Sometimes we make the choice to say it incorrectly to fit in. Totally fine. Language is connection. Right?
Yes, exactly right. Connect with those around you. Be willing to make what feels like a mistake to you yeah. if you've heard it a different way, right? Just yeah. to make that connection with those you're around.
I think that's a really interesting moment, isn't it?
Yes. Kind of,
you know, I don't know if I ever got to that point in Spanish where I was, I stayed in the point where I was making mistakes because I couldn't help it.
That's where I am with Spanish too, still, for sure.
I don't think I ever got to the place in Spanish where I was legitimately choosing to make a mistake because of who I was around, because I knew they made that mistake and they knew they were making it and I wanted to fit in.
Interesting. Really I definitely interesting got there place. In French, because in Quebec, they do use some different grammar, or they'll throw in like English words randomly, a very different accent. And so I did start intentionally doing that because I was quite fluent. And it is yes. really fun to feel like kind of like one of the locals, because you're yeah, making the same mistakes. Yeah, it is really fun.
Yeah. And how did people react, right, when you were, when that happened?
Yeah, really well. I mean, they don't, you don't even notice. Once someone's speaking at the level that I know a lot of you listeners are speaking English mm-hmm. in, like your accent is almost, you know, it's just a thing of beauty at this point, that we're like, oh, your accent is so nice. And we're not noticing accents. And
yes.
when you make the mistakes we make, we don't even notice.
I love it. I love it. So guys, again, it comes back to connection, not perfection. You know, put away the perfectionism, come back to connection every time. That's how we can have a happier life.
Yes, definitely. I love that. This is a really fun episode, Lindsay.
Really interesting stuff. Really good stuff. All right, Aubrey, thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you very soon.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's such a useful episode, right, Jessica?
That should have been an IELTS Energy episode. I guess it is now.
It is now. Yes, that's why we usurped it. We've thrown it in here. We needed it here too.
We stole it.
I think it was really, really helpful the way we break it down. So you have this concrete idea of when to use which one, right? You mm-hmm. now know in shows the largest time or place. It takes it a little more general, bigger. And then on for dates and times. And then at, which usually shows the smallest time or place. If you have this, it doesn't feel so abstract. You have a better idea of, it's almost like a scientific approach to know which one you need.
But it is, though. Grammar has always been like math in my mind, okay. You know? I mean, you said science, but science and math are connected, right? Okay. Whenever I'm teaching grammar, from the simplest rule to the most complicated grammar structures, it's always a math problem. It's like noun plus this equals this, right? This word plus this equals whatever. So yes, I love these simple rules, guys. This is how you clean up your sentences, especially for IELTS writing task one. I really hope you guys took notes today. And remember that the All Ears English podcast brings you grammar, vocab, culture. You get so much that you need for IELTS and beyond, right? So definitely, guys, type in All Ears English right now, wherever you're listening to us. Hit subscribe or follow. There are 4 new lessons every week from them. So make sure not to miss those, guys.
Yes. And I will see you over there with Lindsay. It's so fun. And then I'll see you, Jessica, on the next regularly scheduled IELTS Energy episode.
Yes. I will see you right back, Aubrey. Guys, don't say that. Nobody says that. Just me. I like, as a native speaker, I can make up words anyway. All right, Aubrey. Thanks for your work on All Ears English and, of course, being with us on IELTS Energy. And I'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.